up here Hilchos Pesach in Simen Tav Lamed Daled. Didn't even know Agim take it Achar Bedika. So the Mechaber tells us Achar Bedika, you had Nizar Bechametz Shemashu Latznio. So you did a Bedika, but if you leave the Chametz around, their kids or their animals, it's not going to be very helpful because they're going to take the Chametz and put it in different places in your home. So you have to be careful to put it in a bag, put it in some safe spot. So likewise, if you found 10 and then suddenly you put 10, you only find 9, you have a problem. You don't have to assume the worst. If you put the chametz in a bag, so you assume that the chametz is still in the bag, unless you know otherwise. Let's say you put it in a drawer, you put it in the kli with a top on it, and then you come back and the kli is opened. So presumably an animal didn't open up the kli. So it's probably a person did, and he took the chametz and he left. He didn't hide it. Again, if you have kids, it's not going to help you because the kid could open the drawer and put the chametz, you know, somewhere else. Somebody told me a story. I think it was his kid. He said the kid showed up middle chol moed, has his cookies. His father was a 2-year-old kid. So he took the cookie away, you know, and it was a virus or down the toilet, whatever he did. And then 5 minutes later, the kid has another cookie. So he says, Chamudi, where did you get the cookie from? He said, well, you said that we're not going to have cookies on Pesach, and I like cookies. So I hid a package of cookies. He was a smart kid. Okay. Fine. Vase. So it's always good to explain to your kids, you know, why, you know, we're not going to have cookies because, you know, we're celebrating Pesach. And, you know. Fine. So after you do bedika, you do bittul. The nusach of bittul is called chamira. It's Aramaic nusach. In a Torah, bittul is sufficient, right? Bittul ba'al masagi. You're not a violation of alira. But Chazal were concerned either that if it's around you might eat it, or maybe you weren't mevatel b'leiv shalem. Therefore, they said you also have to do a bedika. A bedika and bior in addition to the bittul. Now, the bittul we do at night is chal on the chametz that we don't know about. The chametz that we're saving for breakfast, we're not mevatel. We still want to hold on to it. It's the chametz that we don't know about. That's why the nusach is different, right? It's lo chazise. It's lo viarte. The nusach of bittul, as it sounds here in the Shulchan Aruch, it's lahavi ka'afra da'ara. It should be like afra da'ara. Now, I'm sure you're familiar that the nusach we have is hefker ka'afra da'ara. That's because there's a debate in the Rishonim, as you probably know, as to how bittul works. Is it within hefker? Or is it within like inorot of kumo? It's a sugi at the beginning of Pesachim, for anybody who knows Pesachim. So we try to incorporate both formulations. It's hefker. And it's afra da'ara. We're also mafker it. Legally, we're disowning it. We also relate it as if it's dust of the earth, as if it's not. We're not machshiv it. And that's another understanding of it. So we incorporate both formulations. I heard that there were some who actually thought you should say it twice. Like, well, I think the minhag is olam is certainly valid to say it together. Hefker ka afra da'ara. It's not a contradiction, meaning it's hefker. And we have in when you say hefker, you mean you have kavana for hefker. And afra da'ara, you have kavana for einaroza bikiyumu. The Ramah continues, V'yomer ha-bittul b'loshon shemevin. You have to understand it, because after all, if it's hefker, or even if it's einar zuhim, we have to understand what you're saying. So most of us don't speak Aramaic. So again, you don't have to understand every single word, but you understand the basic idea. Most of us, I think, understand the idea. If you don't understand the idea, then really you should say it in English, say it in Spanish, say it in a language that you understand. The Mechaber then says, "If you're more versed in the Torah, says, 'Kol chametz is or.' Aval, b'shadu shana, sorry, chaskir kol echad b'fnei atzma. I don't fully understand this. Meaning, chametz and or are two types of chametz. There's chametz and there's or. So it seems like the word chamira in Aramaic includes both. But if you would just say it in English, you'd have to specify. You'd have to specify chametz and or. I don't think the minhag is like that. I don't know. I didn't check the English Haggadahs, but I think they." any types of chametz. But, okay. Pardon? Okay. The Mechaber continues, Tov laksov levatlo pamacheres b'yom yudav l'psof shachamishis kodem shetigia shashishis. So we do it again in the morning. Shetigia shashishis ne'asar ve'en v'yad levatlo. So the Mechaber says you should do bittul again in the morning, and that thereby we mevatel everything, even the chametz that we left over. You might have left over for breakfast, and maybe we forgot about it or something. So mevatel all the chametz that we have, and you do it before the shas iser. Right, once the iser comes, you can't do bittul on Pesach. That's too late. It's eino shalo asal kasuk ilu bershusa. So there's no way to do bittul at that point. But the Rama adds, you shouldn't do the bittul until after you burn the chametz. Meaning, sometimes people are in a rush, so they throw the chametz in and the fire, and right away they say the bittul. First, let it burn. Let the kazayis burn to become the minhag of burning the chametz, and therefore, because theoretically you could just throw all your chametz at Pesach, but we don't throw the chametz. We want to become the mitzvah of biur, of actually being actively a kontra b'yehuda, the streifa, but to actually destroy it. So. We throw the chametz into the fire, a little bit burns. So once a little is burned, then we can say the nusach of kol chamira to mevatel any other chametz. I'm not a big fan of.
Why do we say it before the shirif again? Why do we say it twice?
You say it twice either because you might forget to say it next morning, or the second nusach is also more inclusive and includes all chametz. So show you what it means. In the second nusach, we say. What do we say? To be arte, it's lo biarte. So there's a question what that means. Because if you're mevayer, you don't need to mevatel. So it could be it's the chametz that you tried to mevayer, but it didn't really get burnt. Not everything gets burnt. Or the chametz that you gave to a goy, you sold to a goy, if the mechira wasn't chal. There are different understandings, but... just as a public service announcement, you have to be very careful. People get hurt every year by pure chametz, kids playing, with fire, and it's not healthy to breathe the stuff in, and you shouldn't burn plastic. A lot of, chamir skat misuras. It's just an important thing to be aware of. I'm a big fan of having central fires where there's somebody in charge. It's supposed to every corner. When I neighbor, every corner makes a fire, and it's mamish. It's worse than Lag Bomer. It's mamish tremendous. So it's bad for the environment. It's dangerous. It's it's just. It's also true when it comes to koshering. You have to be careful when you kosher. Okay, fine. This is what they call the fifth chelik of the Shulchan Aruch. Fine. Okay. Gimel. Vitzel hayom yomer de chazis v'le chazis de v'arte de lo v'arte. So we say in the morning that what I saw and what I didn't see. And the v'arte lo v'arte, like I said, it's close to what that means. V'arte lo v'arte maybe means what I tried to envire and wasn't successful. Okay. Dalet. Shalucho yocho levatel. Important halacha, you can have a shaliach mevatel. This, of course, poses a big problem for a Ben Tam who thinks Bittul is B'tam Hefker, because Hefker doesn't work on a Shaliach. So there's a question. If it's really Hefker, it's quasi-Hefker. Most people assume that a Shaliach can be Mevatel, like the Mechaber. Question? No? Okay. The Meshubar talks about a miner. There's a Katan. So can the person in charge of his assets be Mevatel on his behalf? This happens also for people in the hospital. Let's say a person, lo aleinu, is in a coma. So he owns chametz. His kids don't own the chametz. So what do you do? Can you mevatel on his behalf? But he might not want that. Or maybe he does. And even if he does, can you just assume in the choshen mishpat that if a person, it's like a schus for him? Usually zachin lo adam, not zachin me adam. So these are questions that come up. Lo aleinu... Lamais, I think people try to arrange a bechira. If every year he sold, so he wants you to sell the chametz, so we can assume that way. It's not so pashur al pidini choshem mishma, but I think that's the assumption that in the situations where a person doesn't have his faculties, isn't able to sell themselves, they'd sell on his behalf because they assume that he wants. Now, it's more complicated if you have a non-religious relative. A person has a non-religious parent. And they never sell their chametz. And now, so what are you going to do? Do you have to sell on their behalf without their permission? Are you allowed to do that? The pashas says you can't. You have no idea if they want that. Is it a schus? Even though they don't say it's a schus, so there's an interesting question that come up. Okay. Fine. The chaver says, "Uvatel shaliach tzarech shiomer chemsa shaploni." V'im ein ish v'veto yivatel v'makom shehu. V'im eno osakein tov shetivatel ish. This is an interesting halacha. Who owns the assets in a home? So once upon a time, alfi halacha, mashakana isha kana baila. So the woman has, you have the husband's responsibility to feed his wife, to clothe his wife. Fundamentally, everything's owned by the husband, so the husband should do the bittul. And the Chaver says, if he's not around, maybe she should do it too. Maybe she's like doing it on his behalf. Today, we live in a society, most of us in modern society, where people split their assets half and half. So it's understood that the wife, basically shutzfus. So then you would need both parties to agree to the bittul. Shutzfus, they usually do agree. I guess if you have shutzfus, where one is from and one isn't, that would be more complicated. You have couples like that. But fundamentally, there's a shutzfus. So you don't, just like when you go to somebody's, a person's collecting tzedakah, they talk about, can you take a matana from the wife? Maybe he needs her husband's permission. Today, a wife has a credit card, the husband has a credit card. Everybody, in most homes, a minor expense, you don't ask. You want to buy, a Mercedes, so then you have to consult with your spouse. But a minor expense, people don't think twice. So also with Dinei Malchus, this actually affects Hilchos Gittin. A couple gets divorced. So in the secular courts, they split everything half and half. So many Bati Dinim, let's say the RCA, they'll also split everything half and half because that's the assumption. If you live in a Hasidic community where the husband still is basically in charge, so maybe they won't split it half and half because they're passing not based on Dina Malchus, they're passing based on Dina the Gemara. It's a different reality. But basically, at the end of the day, Dina Machusa means it's half and half, so I think that it makes sense that the husband and the wife could do bittul. They just should ask each other, they should be haskama, that one of them is going to do it. They're like, no, both do it. It doesn't hurt for both of them to do the bittul. Okay. Taf Lamid Hey. Din mi shelo badak v'lo yudalit. Person, excuse me, forgot. Lo badak v'lo yudalit, yivzok v'yom yudalit. So the mitzvah isn't gone. You can still do it the next day. You do it whenever you have a chance, when you're at the earliest time. Even if you forgot Erev Pesach, you should still check on Pesach. Why do you want to check on Pesach? Because you want to make sure you don't have chametz. If you have chametz, you might come to eat it. So even if you did bittul, we tell you to check and to destroy the chametz. And you would even say a bracha. If you didn't check before Pesach, you didn't check on Pesach, you came home after Pesach, and then you see there's chametz, you have to get rid of it, because if you didn't do a mechira, so there's an iser of chametz of Erev Pesach, which is aser banas, you have to check to find it. And in this case, you're not going to say a bracha. You wouldn't say a bracha. So this doesn't happen very often. Most of us do the bedikah when we're supposed to. There is a discussion about Yontif. Should you do bedikah only on Chol HaMoed or even on Yontif itself? Because you're not going to burn it on Yontif. So what's the point of checking? So some say it's better not to check on Yontif. So Pichadar says if you didn't do bittul, you should even check on Yontif. If you did bittul, you should check. You shouldn't check on Yontif. A person goes to a hotel. This is relevant. You go to a hotel in the middle of Pesach. So, do you have to do a bedikah? So, if they did a bedikah before, no problem. But you don't know if they did a bedikah. Presumably they checked. They didn't do halachic bedikah. They probably cleaned the house just like we cleaned the house before Pesach. But you have to do a bedikah's chametz. So, you don't know if there was a frum Jew in that hotel room on the bedikah or did a bedikah. If he did, so you're fine. If there wasn't, so maybe the room was empty or maybe there was somebody who wasn't makbid on bedikah. So the Muslims say you should do a bedikah misafik without a bracha. But you should take that when we do a bedikah, even during the day, you take a flashlight and check under the bed, check in the closet. It takes 2 minutes in a hotel room. There's not very much to check. But there is a din that you should do a bedikah. Again, if it was done, you don't need to. We don't really know. So the pastor says you should do a bedikah when you enter a hotel room. You don't want to come into... I once was in a hotel room and I saw they had... sometimes they have near the teas, they had all these different. I don't know if they, I think they were probably kidney out. They weren't chametz, but okay, it's good. Just good to know what's there. You don't want to. Okay. this is an issue with kitniot, because in Eretz Yisrael, kitniot are very, very widespread. Here, even in the yeshiva, they have a candy machine downstairs. So one year, somebody came to me, said, "No, they're kitniot." I was like, "Listen, there's also sparim in the yeshiva." But so it turns out Shraga is actually in charge of that candy machine. It's not YU's responsibility. So we put up a little sign, we should be aware there are kitniot being sold here. But some of them are obvious, like it's a bomb, everybody knows kitniot. You don't have to be. But sometimes there are things that you wouldn't expect to have kitniot, but they have some oil in them that makes them kitniot. So they have the equivalent non-kitniot version, but for whatever reason, the Mocher has that. So you just have to be aware. Comes up a lot in the Eretz Yisrael. Okay.
So nice for going to Altar and doing Chol Hamoed. You should do a Vedika.
I think you should do a quick Vedika. You're not there at night. You go usually check in at 2 in the afternoon. You should just, it takes 2 minutes. Look under the bed. Look in the closet. I think that's the right thing to do. Misafik. No bracha. Because you don't know if it was done. Maybe it was done. So
whenever you got there, any time of the
day. Yeah. Whenever, as soon as you get there, you should do it.
You say bracha if you check the day of
Yadam? Yeah, you say a bracha in your own home, you would say a bracha. If you know there wasn't a bedikah done, even on Pesach you would say a bracha. There's a takanas chazal to do bedikas kamei. If you didn't do it at night, you do it by day. If you do it by day, you do it during Pesach.
Why do you say bracha if you do it early?
If you do it before the lamedika, then there's no bracha. I think it's because it's not leading into the beer. The bedikah of Yudalit leads into the beer. We say the bracha nusach is al beer chametz. So therefore, here in all these bedikahs, either El Yudalit or Yom Yudalit or Pesach, you're going to right away be invited. There's no point in chamira on Pesach because it's too late. Yeah. It's bechala, meaning Kol Chamira is really a din of getting rid of your chametz. It's not your chametz. Here it's more the bedikah in a hotel is that there may be chametz you might come to eat. It's not your chametz. So Kol Chamira anyway isn't so relevant. But we did say it anyway. If you're in the hotel room, El Yudalit, you would say Kol Chamira. I mean, because that's the here the Mishmur has an interesting discussion of somebody who dies and he is morish his chametz to his children on Pesach. This happens with Bali Tshuva. Ray Reese once gave a shiur about this. A fellow had $100,000 worth of liquor, some fancy collection, and he passed away on Pesach. And he wasn't from, he didn't do Mechiras Chametz, and he bequeathed all this Chametz to his kids, some of whom were from. And the question was, what do you do with such a case? Can you have kind of not to be kona it, in terms of Isser Hanav, Chametz Olam Pesach, etc. That's an interesting discussion. So Mishra Berurah makes reference to this here. Can you have kona not to be zocha in the Chametz? There are two issues here. One is whether or not you can be nana from after. That would be the issue. Kol mikre. Second question is, right now, am I a violation of Bali Raya by the fact, virtue of the fact that my relative died and was morish me chametz? So are you going to have kavana not to be konet? Would that be possible? Okay, could happen. Fine. It's always interesting. Childs to come up. Fine. Tav lamed vav. So a person is traveling. As mentioned before, you travel, you leave a few days before Yudalit, you leave even after Purim, right? You're leaving on. So the halacha is that you have to do bedikah. You're already within the 30 days of Pesach, you have to be thinking about Pesach, and then if you have a chiyuv bedikah, you don't say a bracha. If you're leaving Chanukah, you're leaving before 30 days, you don't need to say a bracha. You don't need to be bodek, rather. And then bittul is sufficient. If you're planning on coming back before Pesach, we're considering you might come back mamish erev Pesach, so then you have to get rid of the chametz even earlier to make sure that it won't be there when you return. Likewise, a person makes his house into some type of machzan. You want to store things there. So within 30 days, you have to check. If you want to make it into a machzan earlier, if you're planning on taking out the things before Pesach, if you want to make it the 15th of Shvat, Tu B'Shvat, you decide to make your house an Otsar. You're not planning on clearing it out after Pesach. You don't need to do any Bedika. Ein Otsarich Livzak. Okay. Pardon?
Why not? Why is Bittul Sagi in this case?
The Kodim Shoshu Yom Ein Chalav Chobas Bedika. So before 30 days, again, bittul really min haTorah, bittul is always enough. But we're concerned for various reasons, Shem Yochal or Shem. Pardon?
Doesn't bittul not work with one of his eyes?
Min haTorah, bittul works for everything. If you had in, if you meant it.
But
so Shem Yochal, there's no concern. You're not around.
Right.
And in terms of not meaning it, I'm not sure why they weren't concerned. You're asking, why weren't they concerned that you didn't really mean it? I'm not sure. I guess this maybe is a raya that the main concern, main reason.
You're drawing the comics on Pesach,
I understand. Bittul is hefker. Bittul is
enersgim.
No, even me Rabbanan. It's just that they didn't allow you to be soak on it. Shema Yochal. That's one understanding. Shema Yimsa Gluska Yochal. Yeah, apparently, yeah. I mean, you're right. You're making a good point. Meaning, if it's Shema Yochal, this makes a lot of sense. You're not around. You're not going to eat it. If the main concern is that we don't think you really meant the bittul, you're just saying it. It's just misafal lechutz. You're just like mouthing it. So then, the otzar is you're not planning on storing the chametz. You're planning on putting other things there. And under the pile of suitcases, there's a granola bar. You mean the bittul. I'm not sure. It's a good heart.
Like modern applications of chametz in the freezer in your
that's not otzar.
Seven vacation houses.
In the modern application, if you have a vacation house, you should do mechira. We do mechira anyway. But if you're not going to do mechira, would it be? I wonder if it's in a freezer. Maybe then, like you're really holding, you're planning on coming back to it. Meaning, because it's like shomer. So would we say that you're leaving Hanukkah time? You're not going to come back until Shavuot, and you have a vacation home, a winter home, whatever it is. So could bittul really work? That's what it sounds like. I hear what you're saying. You're saying that doesn't make sense. So I would tell you for sure you have to do Bechira. Pardon?
Yeah, I remember that's Bechira.
Right, but what would it be according to the strict Shulchan Aruch? Would it be okay? That's what it sounds like. It's a little surprising to me. I hear the Ha'ara. I have to look into it.
Does that mean you're not allowed to eat it once you remove
You're asking if you did bittul and you found it after Pesach, can you eat it? That's what you're asking?
Right, if you have a freezer full of chametz and it's right for Pesach and you do bittul, so you can't over in Yisur.
Right.
And after Pesach, are you like not allowed to eat it because you're about to all the chametz?
Right, so you're saying maybe it's because we didn't chametz of the Pesach. We don't allow...
Okay, because you said it's bittul, so now you see your bottle of chametz.
Right, so you're saying there's still an issur of chametz of the Pesach. I'm not sure, we haven't gotten there yet.
Since you said it's like dirt. So
maybe there's no issur of chametz
of
the Pesach.
Is it like Mafreya problem?
No, I don't think that's the case. I just wonder if maybe the knas of chametz of the Pesach would apply to a person who's matzal chametz and wasn't virus. Maybe. These are big sugyas. I'm sure there's in Furash and Shulchan Aruch. We haven't gone there yet. So when you do a bedika, it happens a lot here in the Kollel. People are traveling, so they leave a week before Pesach. So you're supposed to do a bedika, ideally at night. Now you can't always do a night. Sometimes your flight is leaving, at 10 o'clock at night. So you have to get on the Sherut at 7, at 8. You don't always have the luxury of doing it at night. If you're leaving at 1 a.m, it's one thing, but so you could theoretically do it the night before, or you could do it by day. There is a discussion of whether or not it's appropriate to be Yimana Shaliach. Have your neighbor staying here for Pesach. So have your neighbor do it at Labadika. Do a mitzvah b'shaita aliday Shaliach as opposed to doing it b'atzmacha earlier. Now the truth is it's not so relevant because it's going to be hard to get people to do b'dikas chametz. It's like a big pain. But it comes up in a lot of times. You're leaving, you want to light Hanukkah candles like a half an hour earlier. So after Pagamika, you light Hanukkah candles. Or should I get a Shaliach to light the Hanukkah candles in my house at the right time? Or should I light earlier? Again, do there. How practical is it? Do you really want fire? Do you really want, it is practical. But there's a question in poskim: is a mitzvah b'shaita yeshaliach better than mitzvah gufa? On one hand, mitzvah bo yisum mishlucha. At the same time, mitzvah b'shaita takes precedence in a mitzvah at a b'dievet time. So here, it's so b'dievet, you don't say a bracha. Hanukkah, you can say the bracha earlier. You just, not the ideal time. So you can mechalik, but lemais, I think most people do the mitzvah themselves at even at the wrong time. That's, I think, the minhag olam. And there's halachic justification for it, although there is a discussion of whether or not really that's the ideal. Now, when you leave your home a week before Pesach and you do the bedikah, you should also do a bittul But you say in the bittul, the chametz is in this home. You're not mivatel all your chametz. You're mivatel chametz in this home. That's the nusach of the bittul. Kol chamira, chamira de'ika v'ba'izeh, you know, you have a hefker ka'avradar. And you can destroy it or you can throw it out. There's no mitzvah actually to burn it. There is a whole discussion, you know, to what extent you have to go through all the 9 yards. But the poskim say you should really, ideally, do it at night with a ner, etc. And some of you people even put out 10 pieces of bread, but I don't think that's the minhag, as far as I know. Now, obviously, if you're traveling, you know, you're going away for Shabbos Agadol. You're going to come back home. You don't need to do a bedikah, because you're going to come back home. The concern here in the Shulchan Aruch is that you're going to maybe won't be able to come back until Erev Pesach. So most of us, if you travel for a day or two, you take a vacation. Some people, it's a great time to vacation here in Eretz Yisrael, because Pesach is very, very, you know, full, all the atarim, all the area. But if a person is able to get organized and make Pesach like a week earlier, and then the week before Pesach, everything's empty, you can go, it's a great time to vacation. It's Vedas Vanim, but it's not the Vedas Vanim when a lot of people are around. Some Vedas Vanim is very, very intense, you know, because Vedas Vanim, week before Pesach, is pretty much empty. So if a person can do that, that's great. But you don't have to do a bedikah before you leave on your 3 days to the Golan, because you're going to come back. But if you're going to go to England for 3 days, and you're not sure, maybe there'll be a strike, and you're supposed to come back the day before Pesach, then maybe it makes sense to do a bedikah. It really depends on the reality. If there's a concern, you might not be able to get back on time, then you should do a bedikah. In a regular case, where you go away for 2-3 days in the same country, you're traveling with a car, you don't have that concern. There's no concern you're not going to come back on time. And therefore, even if you're planning to come back the day before, that's not a problem. Okay. Beis. Well, I don't think we finished here. The Ramah says, Otsar chitim sheyesh chitim chumatzim mekakis abor im nasa otsar shloshim mekodim pesach inu zakh levar avad obliv vadayo miu l'achar pesach shim fanei otsar osar lehenas miha otsar. Oh, this answers the question that Zach asked. You did bittul. So I did bittul on the food in the freezer in my vacation home. Can I eat the food after? So I forgot. It says it's furish here in the Ramah that it's aser. Says to Mishra Bura Yudzayin, the after chamish nafal of a polis mutar lahanos mehen hacha garat tzvei the hasam in b'dayt lefanos agal. Well, Khan, hello, Daita Lefanas Boro. You're planning on coming back to open the freezer. So then we say, no, there's the Chomish Al Pesach, Asr Bana. That's why we have to do Mechira. Okay, so that answers that question. Seder? The Im Ein Sham Chomet Zedua Elasafik Mutu Limkor HaOtsar Vikach Biyacha. So if you're not sure if there's Chomet, then you can do a Mechira that solves your issue. Okay. Fine, base. Yes, Rami, the Kodim Shoshim Eno Tzarech Livdo, Kainu Kshain, Daitu Laksu, Psacha Pesach, Baal, Misha Daitu Laksu, Kodim Pesach, or Akrav, Eno Tzarech Livdo, Kaven, Shu, Kodim Shoshim. Kshigia Pesach is Leno, Val, Im Daitu Laksu, Psacha Pesach, Tzarech Livdo, Kafilu, Rosh Hashanah. Some say if you're planning on coming back on Pesach, then even if you leave in Rosh Hashanah, you have to check. You shock of the Miller, you've had to Kshigia Pesach, Livarech al Abitul. And if you forgot and didn't, you should do Bittul. And then you shouldn't say a bracha. You don't say a bracha on bittul. Bittul, the bracha is only on nitkan on a maisa, on maisa vedika. We don't say a bracha on a dabar shebalev. It's actually interesting because we have hafrashas truma. You can do belev, and you do say a bracha on that. But there, the chalos, there's a chalos to it. You're mafrish the truma, so even though it's belev, you can say a bracha. But if there's no chalos to the vedika, it's just something you have to do. So if you don't do it, you're just doing bittul. There was no bracha instituted on bittul. The bracha is on the vedika and the biur. Okay. Fine. Gimel Chaber says Yisrael Yotzim Beis Ha'in Yehudi Talk Shal Shivyom V'Nichlas B'Bayis Acher V'Ir Zu. You're in a non-Jewish person's home. You're renting, and you're going to go to a different home. Aholik L'Ir Acheres. Ein Atzerich Levar Beis Ha'in Yehudi. Even though we said if you leave within 30 days, you have to check, but that's only if you're leaving either your own home or a home of another Jew. But if it's a home of a goy, so he doesn't have a chiyuv v'dika. So whatever you're leaving, your mafkir, and there's no chiyuv. So you kind of mitzvahs pure, but also bias. You're going to go to a new home. But if you're planning on traveling, I'm renting from a home from a non-Jew, then I'm going to go on a trip. I'm not going to have any another home. So yesh misha omer shachal of chovas biur kevin shu tok shal shuyom v'zarek levar b'veisa in yehudi shu yotzi v'menu kedil kain mitzvahs biur. Fascinating opinion that there's an obligation. Usually we look at Dikas Chametz is a Chovas HaBayis. So here, the Bayis belongs to the non-Jew, you're leaving, Shalom Yisrael. But they have, the Mechaber here is that if you're not going to go into another home, so then you're not going to be able to do B'dika. And we look at B'dika not as a Chovas HaBayis, but rather as a Chovas Gavra. We have to make sure that you do B'dika. So if you are leaving this home and you're not going to be in another home, do the bedikah here in order to do the bedikah's chametz. This is very, very relevant to halacha l'maisa, because some people travel for the entire yontif, young couples. They go to their in-laws for the whole yontif, or their parents, whatever the case may be. They go to hotels. People go to hotels. So a lot of people don't want to have to deal with this whole bedikah and beer. So what do? They just do a mechiras yud gimel. They sell all their chametz from yud gimel, and that way they obviate the whole need for the bedikah. And there's some folks who are against this. They say this is not a good idea, because there's a mitzvah to bedikah's chametz. You see, this day in the Shulchan Aruch, that even if you're leaving a non-Jew's home, you should do the bedikah in the non-Jew's home, because you're not going to be in another home, and you have to. Everybody has to do bedikah's chametz. So it's like some type of chovas gavra, not just a chovas habayis. So again, it's not clear if that's the case, but it seems like that's the minhag. Many people do mechiras yud gimel, on everything except for one room. So they'll do bedikah in one room. You know, and likewise, it seems like it's ideal not to be mafkia this mitzvah of bedikas chametz, even though in lamdus it's not so clear. You could argue it's a chovas habayis, and there's no such thing. If there's no bayis, there's no chiyuv. There's an interesting question that comes up. Person is in a hotel. Sometimes people come from Chutzlars, so they don't want to bother their kids, be there when they're getting ready for Pesach. They go to a hotel for 2-3 days, and then Erev Pesach, they come to their kids for Yontif. So they were in the hotel in the Leil Bedika, but they're not going to be there for Pesach. Is there a mitzvah, Bedikas Chametz, if you're going to be there in the Leil Bedika, but you're leaving next morning, and you're not coming back? So the post can say that you should do without a bracha in that case. Because if you're in a hotel and you're going to be there for Pesach, so you're there Leil Bedika, do a bedika with a bracha on your room. You don't have to check the whole hotel, just check your room. Likewise, if you're in your home and you're traveling to hotel Erev Yontif, so do a bedika with a bracha. But if you're in a hotel on Leil Bedika and you're leaving next morning and you're going to be going to your kids, they did a bedika. So you should do a bedikah without a bracha in that instance. Follow what I'm saying? Again, you're doing a bedikah in a room that you're not going to be there for Pesach at all.
What's the difference than the yeshiva bachur going home to his parents?
A yeshiva bachur usually does it. Usually he leaves a few days earlier. He doesn't say a bracha.
Let's say he's leaving.
If he's leaving Erev Pesach, so that's his room. That's his room. He's coming back to that room.
Back to Pesach,
no, after Pesach, right, but it's his room. A hotel room, it's not his room, you know what I'm saying? There is Mechala Shailon, can a yeshiva bachur do bedikas chametz with a bracha? I mean, is it really schirus? You know, the mice, I think the minhag is that we assume that they give you permission to, you know, to use the room. Just like a hotel, you can also move you around in a hotel, but it's you do have a chayav bedika. Okay. Fine. Let's move on to the Tav Lamed Zayin. I'm asking about the Chavero. I'm asking about the Chavero. So Yudalid u'mimenu ve'elach ve'kano ve'echav darkei shchirus karka shniktebo. So a person is renting a home for Pesach. You know, you come to Israel, you want everybody to come. They rent a villa. Everybody's going to be together for Yom. So who does the bedika? The person who's renting it or the person who owns it? So it depends when you get ownership. If you're coming Erev Yontif, so then the person who's renting it to you has an obligation to do bedika. If you got it a day earlier, then the obligation is on the person who rented it, because he already had it, b'shas chiyuv, the shas chiyuv is leil yudalit. So there's a whole discussion here about the Mesiras Avteach or other kinyanim. Let's just say without kinyanim, the Shmur says you should be machmir. If you have the Avteach, you should do the bedika. Person is in a hospital, lo aleinu. So l'chora they should check their kabi. Usually near the bed, there's like a closet for a kabi that You don't have to check the whole place. You check whatever is yours. You shouldn't say a bracha because you're not renting. Getting back to the yeshiva boy. Yeshiva boy isn't really renting, but he pays a skar limur. So the assumption is that it's a form of rental. A hospital is not rental at all. You're trying to get out of there, and you're just there because, you know, it's not like a private hospital. It's a regular
hospital.
So if it's a private hospital and you already have a room and you're renting the room, then taka would be like a rental. There are such things, right? You're right. You're right. But most... okay.
In this country.
Right. Once I went to visit my brother. He's living in California. So we traveled from New York. We arrived in California at like 12 at night, Leil Badika. And the family had gone for the whole Yontif, and they did a Mechira. So I got there 12 at night. So like, what am I supposed to do? Start checking somebody else's house? You know, so I went to sleep. I mean, I think there is an idea of doing a Badika. Like, I don't know if they did. They probably should have done a Badika before they left. I didn't know if they did. But like, to check that there isn't a chametz visible. You know, because again, the Shem Yochal, you don't want to have chametz, you know, that's around, you know, even though they sold all their chametz, but like, you shouldn't be around in order that, you know, I was there for Yontif, I didn't want to run into chametz. So there is an idea, again, I don't think you should say a bracha, because I wasn't really a socher, although the fact is they gave me the key. They let me, it was like basically free schirus, like they gave us the apartment for the home, actually. It was a home. It was very nice of them. So I don't know. I wonder if Al Pidin maybe you really do bechiya bedika. I didn't say a bedika. I didn't say a bracha. I didn't even check. I mean, I was wondering about it at the time, but like, you know, it was in the middle of the night. The next morning, I looked around. Like, it didn't look there was any chametz obvious. I didn't like start checking their opening their drawers. Like, I feel like, you know, they sold all the chametz that they had in their home. So it was a little bit of a. I wasn't 100% sure how to be marked through that exactly, because if it's chirus, then you bechiya. You go to a hotel room, you bechiya. It's not really schiras, but they're letting you use it. Which how does that factor into chiyuv v'dika? I'm not really sure. Okay.
That's a question about hotels.
Yes.
If you're in a hotel and they, let's say, have like a mini bar that has chametz in it,
right?
That doesn't belong to you,
right?
You would, in order to destroy it or get rid of it, you'd have to buy it.
You have to buy it.
Yeah. That happens in most hotels.
You're in Chutz Laretz and you're in a non-Jewish, not kosher Pesach hotel. You're just going to eat your matzahs, whatever. And as
you
enter the room,
your
business, whatever. And in the room, there's a snack bar, and that snack bar belongs to a non-Jew. And if you eat it, or you destroy it, you have to pay for it. So, what should you do in that case? So I think a little later in Simon Tuf Mem, there's a discussion if you take achrayas. I don't think you have achrayas in a chametz. It's not really you don't take any like responsibility for it. It's more like available for sale by the hotel. So I think it would be sufficient just to like put some tape on the, put a sign on the fridge like, you know, chametz, to make it clear that it's not yours. Because if chametz in your home, let's say you have a babysitter who brings her a sandwich. You know, she brings a chametz sandwich into your house. So I don't think there's any violation of Bal Yirah in that case. But you have to make sure that it's not around, not available to eat. So I think as soon as you enter, you should like put, you know, a sticker on it, chametz, not to eat. I don't think that, you know, it would be included in the din of Kabbalah Sacharis. In Simon Tuf Mem, there's din of Kabbalah Sacharis. If you take somebody else, a goy would ask you to wash his chametz. So now you're responsible for it. Something happens, davar goy l'mamon. So I don't think here, like if you'd say that, like, you know, lightning struck and it ruined, it destroyed all the chametz in the fridge, I don't think they would say that you're liable for it. Like, you know, they're only liable if you eat it, you know, and you don't want to eat it, so you put a sign. I think that would be enough. Could you ask them to take it out? Maybe. I don't know if they would agree. I don't know, you know, if it's worth, you know, balagan to start explaining to them. I have a religious issue, you know. And sometimes it is worth it. It's really nice. You know, you have to get into your hotel room on Shabbos. You have a card, so you have to explain to them. Here, my gut is that it's not worth it to start explaining it to them. I think that it's like a commercial guy in a bayishal akum. As long as they're osing la machitza, asara, you know, it's off limits. And you put a sign up, you know, that would be sufficient, I would think. It's an interesting question. Okay. Fine. Beis hasocher beis mechaver b'yudalev ein adayim hu badok. You're not sure if there's a bedika. Im hu ba'ir shala im badok. If you can ask him, ask him. Im eino ba'ir. Once upon a time, if he wasn't here, you can ask him. Today, you could just send him a text. Cheskas ha'baduk. You can assume that if you can't ask him, you can assume cheskas ha'baduk. Mavatla v'liv v'dayim. So when you rent a home on Yudalid, you can assume that it was done properly. You can assume it was done properly, and bitul is enough. Again, like I said, if you go to a hotel, I don't know if we can necessarily assume that they did a bedika. I mean, they probably vacuumed, but they do a halakha bedika. I'm not sure, you know, so maybe it makes sense to do a bedika when you go into a hotel room. Without a brach, of course. You rented a home, and you thought that you on all condition that the guy would check it for you, and it wasn't checked. So this interesting question, you know, I asked for A and I got B. So if I ask for salt and you give me sugar, it's a mekach tos. I asked for a house that's baduk and you gave me a house that's not baduk. So is that like a fundamentally different type of object? No, it's not a mekach tos. Now the socher has to check. Okay, but nichal inish la mavid mitzvah moni. People like doing mitzvahs. It's a nice assumption. I don't know if it's always true. The Rama says, listen, if you made an explicit Tanai, imagine if a person would come to Israel and rent a home, well, Tanai was kosher Pesach, and it turns out it wasn't kosher Pesach. You'd be livid. I mean, you have to start kashering, you have to start doing bedika. So certainly kashering, he said it's kosher Pesach, it's not kosher Pesach. So it's the same thing with bedika. So you maybe have to pay for the equivalent of the time it takes to do bedika. And usually it's not so hard to do bedikas in like hotels because there's not so much stuff. The reason it takes a long time in our homes is because we have like a lot of garbage. Garbage is like, a lot of stuff. You know, one person's garbage is another person's gold. But we have a lot of stuff. And, you know, especially people are hoarders. So like, it's it's very, very, very challenging. So again, I don't think that Bedikas Chametz is really spring cleaning. It makes it much harder. Bedikas Chametz is Bedikas Chametz. But at the end of the day, it does take time to go through the stuff. Okay. Now, it's interesting. Even though the Rama says that you can ask for your money because you want to, you know, you have to do a bedika, it takes time, the Mishnah Berurah says that the masker can say kimli, there's a concept of kimli. I hold like the first day. So he can, the person who owns the home can say, I hold like the first day, that's nichal el inish. You're screaming at nichal, you know, why are you making me now spend an hour of my time? I'm on vacation. I don't want to do bedikas chametz. He can say nichal el inish. Okay, I don't think it's very yashar, but that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Fine. Dalit. Very important halacha that even if it's something that a home that wasn't checked, if a child or an eved or an isha say that they checked it, you can trust them. Now, this is surprising because usually you trust a woman for kashrus all the time. You know, what's the chiddush? It seems like this is a lot of tircha involved. Maybe the concern is that a woman might not be as careful. Now, in our day and age, I think women are much more careful. There's a famous story with a certain Rosh Hashiva. I forget, they say it in the name of a few different people. The bottom line, the punchline of the story is that the woman says to her husband, you and your Shulchan Aruch will be eating chametz all Pesach. You know, you can't rely on the Shulchan Aruch. The women know how to do it, you know, ad asof. So I think women today are much more careful than men when it comes to these things. But fundamentally, there's a concern that if something requires a lot of tircha, like pedikas chametz, maybe people wouldn't be as careful. People who aren't sensitive to aren't knowledgeable or sensitive to the nuances of halacha might just say, yeah, it's checked. They might not care. So halacha is that since bidikas chametz rabbanan, we can rely on these people. But again, it all depends on the reality. If the child is 2 years old, you can't rely on the child. You have to see the personality. Some kids, when they're 5, they're very responsible. Some kids, when they're 25, they're not responsible. Now, if they're 25, you can rely on them once they're bar mitzvah. But if the kid is 11, he's not responsible, you shouldn't rely on him. If the kid is diligent and the kid is responsible, then you can rely on the child. So basically, the upshot of the sif is that bedikas chametz is din derabanan, and a din derabanan, we rely on people who might otherwise not be so trustworthy when it comes to things that require a lot of effort and might be concerned they cut corners. Here, we rely on them, and we say that they're not going to cut corners. Okay. Fine. Let's see if we can do a little bit more. Simon Tov Lamin Ches. Achra Shenichas Vayis Baduk V'Kikar Refi V'Nichas Achra V'Matzah Pirudin. If you look, Kidei kol kikar tzeich l'achtov livdok. Abayis achar hakikar shehichni. So a cat or a rat or some type of animal brings in a roll, and you see a lot of crumbs. So mistama, these are the crumbs. The cat basically ate the roll. The achar ate the roll. But nonetheless, tzeich l'achtov livdok. You have to check again. L'fish ein darkar shel achar l'farer. Apparently, achbarim don't usually make crumbs, they usually eat. And if you see a pirurim, it must be it's not from the rat. Maybe the rat hid the roll. V'ani pirurim ma'amasu v'lovasu kikar. Aval im tinok nichnas l'bayis baduk v'kikar b'yad v'nichnas achrav. A child brings in a snack, a chametz snack, and then you see crumbs, you can assume the child ate the food. He didn't hide the snack. Again, the story I mentioned a few minutes ago about the kid who, you know, knew Pesach was coming and he hid this chametz, notwithstanding. So generally a child would eat the snack. Okay, fine, this is not so shechiach, but fundamentally this halacha applies that there is a concept of can you assume the animal or the child ate the chametz or not? That comes up here. Beis kazayis chametz l'mala ala korah. You see on a rafter. There's some chametz on one of the rafters. You have to take it down. It might fall down. If you have chametz, you know there's chametz there, but you can't get to it. It's at the bottom of a pit. So then, there's no concern Shem Yochal. And therefore, you're allowed to do bittul. Bittul is sufficient. Again, if it's a pit that you can get to it, so that if it's a pit without water, it's an empty pit, so then you might go down into the pit. But if there's a pit with water, there's no concern that you're going to, we don't think you're going to go scuba diving and get the chametz at the bottom of the well. Okay. So let's stop here.